How to manage back pain on your next vacation. Mega Doctor News by Hackensack Meridian Health. Newswise. As the travel season hits its peak, millions are preparing to spend hours on planes, trains, and in cars. That can dampen the excitement for the one in nearly 12 people worldwide who live with chronic low back pain. But with proper planning, it is possible to travel without aggravating back conditions and enjoy a well-deserved break, say Hackensack Meridian Health orthopedic specialists. Traveling by any mode of transportation typically means being in a seat that lacks adequate lumbar support. That can cause the spine's natural curve to flatten, leading to significant strain on back muscles and ligaments. Lack of movement while sitting in one position for hours reduces circulation, leading to muscle stiffness and fatigue, making the spine more vulnerable to pain. Travel can place unexpected stress on the spine, says Dr. Dante Implicito, the regional chair of orthopedic surgery at Hackensack Meridian Health. Long periods of sitting, combined with lifting luggage, sleeping in unfamiliar beds, and changes in daily routines can all contribute to flare-ups of low back pain or sciatica. The good news is that proactive measures, and having an action plan in case certain situations arise, can significantly reduce discomfort and prevent flare-ups. To lessen the pain or discomfort while traveling, doctors recommend having a plan that includes incorporating breaks and stretching during the trip and bringing along items such as special pillows. Their tips include: create your own support. Don't rely on the seat. Bring a small pillow, a rolled-up jacket, or a specialized lumbar roll to place in the small of your back. This helps maintain the natural curve of your spine. A neck pillow can also provide crucial support, especially if you plan to sleep. Move and stretch frequently. Movement is medicine. On flights or trains, choose an aisle seat to make it easier to get up, walk around, and stretch every hour. On road trips, plan to stop every 60 to 120 minutes to get out of the car, walk, and do some gentle stretches. Even small, in-seat movements like ankle pumps and shoulder rolls can boost circulation. Pack smart, lift smarter. Start minimizing strain before you even leave home. Pack light and use rolling luggage instead of heavy shoulder bags. When lifting bags into overhead bins or trunks, do it in stages. For example, lift the bag to the seat first, then into the bin. Never hesitate to ask for assistance. Come prepared with a comfort kit. Pack essentials like single-use heat wraps or cold packs, which can help manage pain by increasing blood flow or reducing inflammation. Keep any necessary pain medication in your carry-on bag in its original container. Plan your itinerary wisely. Balance your vacation activities. If one day involves a lot of walking, plan for a more restful activity the next day. Staying hydrated is also crucial, as dehydration can cause muscle cramping and exacerbate pain. Fortunately, most individuals with back pain can travel safely and comfortably with appropriate preparation, notes Dr. Implicito. Taking a few simple preventive measures before and during your trip can significantly reduce the likelihood of pain and help you remain active throughout your travels. Whether your plans include an active vacation with hiking, golf, or sightseeing, or a more relaxed getaway, thoughtful planning can help you enjoy your trip while minimizing the impact of back pain. Dr. Implicito and Dr. Levine are available for interviews to discuss these travel tips in more detail and discuss proper posture, in-seat stretches, and how to create a travel comfort kit. They can offer practical, science-backed advice to ensure travelers reach their destination feeling refreshed and ready for their vacation, not in pain.